of Gone Broke Gaming, Scott Fisher, says a 10-foot inflatable Mario, that's the popular video game character who wears a red shirt and overalls, increased his business on Kingsley Avenue in Orange Park.
When we first put Mario up, we could see that we got about triple in foot traffic, and after that, it declined substantially, and then our phone calls for finding out where our location is increased substantially.
Standing on the steps of the Jacksonville Federal Courthouse Thursday with the Mario in question, yes, they brought the Mario. Fisher says it was game over for the popular character when the city told him to take it down. Under city code, the inflatable is considered a portable sign, which is banned. Fisher's suit argues other inflatables are allowed in town, if they're for holidays or art purposes. His lawyer, Erica Smith, says because Mario is a video game character and Fisher's store sells games, his inflatable was banned.
The First Amendment prevents the government from arbitrarily restricting the free speech rights of businesses. And the First Amendment also prevents the government from preferring some speech and some messages over others.
Smith, who is with the National Institute for Justice law firm, calls the case a major First Amendment lawsuit. Lindsay Kilbride, 89.9 WJCT News.